Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here on KRLD. You know, there is a big health fair coming up. It's going to be hosted by the National Hispanic Medical Association coming up at the end of this month, November 23rd, on a Saturday at Tarrant County College. It's called the Healthy Families Health Fair. Joining me here in the KRLD Zoom room is Dr. Jaime Gonzalez. He's the Chief Business Development Officer with Health Plan Alliance. He's also a member of the National Hispanic Medical Association. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Kristen. It's nice to be with you today.
Absolutely. So Tarrant County College, a great location to be able to bring some folks over to this health fair. What is going to be the mission of, you know, knowing that at the end of the day, you feel like this was a success?
It's really about getting the community involved and coming and checking in on their health, basically. Our goal is to really get information out, education out on their health and wellness, and also to immunize. We're going to be offering free immunizations, COVID vaccine, flu shots, other screenings that are important. So the purpose of this fair is really to connect with the community, demonstrate the importance of getting your immunizations and understanding your own health and well-being. So we're going to have a whole variety of organizations there to provide details and information on your health and wellness, as well as to get some really great immunizations at no cost.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're winding down the end of this year, right? And so we know this is like not the time you want to get sick, but it's a lot of times the time when people do get sick, as we all are gathering together for the holidays and whatnot. So when people come out, do they have to have, do they have to have insurance, or can they come without insurance? What would they need to bring with them?
It's open to everyone, regardless of your insurance status. The fair is there to help and support the community. That's what we're about. The nice thing is we're going to have services in two languages, in English and in Spanish. So for the folks that speak English, you'll be able to navigate around and get all your service. If you speak Spanish, we'll have people there that speak Spanish. The goal is to get people into the fair, to educate, to provide services, to provide immunizations, and most importantly, to help you and your family to have a healthy everyday lifestyle, just to be able to be well. That's the whole focus. Yes, the holidays time is coming up. I would say this. I used to always say this when I was a clinical case manager, social worker. Give yourself the first gift. Make sure you get your immunizations. Check in with your family and make sure that they're well. That's the best gift you can give to yourself and your family.
When we talk about immunizations, can folks bring everyone in their family, from babies to grandparents?
We have something for everybody, desde los chiquitos hasta los grandes, from the little ones all the way to the big ones. It's for everyone. That's the exciting thing about it, too, that we have something for everyone on every stage of life that's going to be able to have services. If you're a senior, if you're parents, if you're a child, if you're a teenager, we want you all to come. We want you to see the great work that the National Hispanic Medical Association is doing and partner with Tarrant County College and our colleagues there. I'm actually on the foundation board of the Tarrant County College and an alum of the Tarrant County College. So I'm glad that we are able to collaborate and work together with many North Texas community-based organizations, faith-based and community organizations that are going to be offering these free services to our community.
it's absolutely essential that we make sure we take care of the health of not only ourselves, but our neighbors and our loved ones. You know, there's also a lot of stigma about going to see a doctor, and especially with the, you know, organization that you're a part of. How do you guys help to minimize that fear and anxiety of coming to an event like this, especially in the Hispanic community?
Sure. So, you know, we're working with several organizations in the community, both faith-based and community-based, as well as academic in the area. You know, we have some of the universities that are participating and sending students who are either becoming nurses or physicians. One way is just to communicate appropriately through different channels. So I'll use myself as an example. Our parish, our pastor, Father John Perico Mayel, he's been very receptive of this program. And so we're putting it in our parish bulletin. It's on our parish on our website, it's on our parish bulletin in the church, and then on the bulletin boards, and educating the people. And he knows that I'm a big-time ambassador of health and wellness. So I'm talking to people. I'm sending emails out. So it's going to be a word-of-mouth campaign, as well as organizations collaborating with one another. The way we're going to help set the, you know, reduce the fear is that we have something for everyone. We want you to come in. We want you to learn and about the importance of your health and wellness, as well as getting immunized. Immunizations prevent a lot of diseases. Despite the misinformation that's out there, they actually do help, you know, curtail a lot of the illnesses that could be passed on that are communicable. So coming together, bringing people in, letting them see, sharing information, nothing's going to be imposed on anyone. It's going to be actually a very nice, open, here's information for you to help you and your family be well. So that's how we're doing it. Just to hopefully that sets down some of you know, makes it more easy, if you will, so, you know, put people at calm and feel more, you know, welcomed in coming in to seek out services.
Dr. Gonzalez, I'm going to ask you one last question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, but, you know, recently in medical headlines this past week, excuse me, as of last Friday, Texas hospitals are required to ask for citizenship status of patients as they come in. It is not required for patients to answer the question, but they will be asked. Is that something that health clinics have to abide to as well?
You know, honestly, I don't know the answer to the question because that's not an area of my expertise. But I will say this. At this fair, I'll get back to the fair and what we're doing there. We're not going to be asking those types of questions. That's not a question that we'll ask. This fair is open to everyone and everyone to be able to get access to care. That's our goal. That's the goal of the National Hispanic Medical Association, actually to provide care in the language and to understand the culture. You know, there's an expression that we have in Spanish, and I'm part of the Latino Caucus of the American Public Health Association. It says, la cultura cura. So your culture cures you. Your culture helps you to be well. La cultura cura. And so that's what we're trying to do. That other thing that's going on right there, that's a legislative thing. I don't want to speak to that because I'm not the expert on that, but I'll tell you what we're doing at our fair. We're trying to make sure that people can have access to care, that they can have wellness information, that they can have educational information to help them keep their family well, and that they can get immunizations. That's what the National Hispanic Medical Association is about. And I'm a proud member of that organization. And I'm glad that we're offering this here in our city of Fort Worth in North Texas for our families and communities.
You got it. All right. So that, everyone, is Dr. Jaime Gonzalez with the National Hispanic Medical Association. Once again, the Healthy Families Health Fair hosted by NHMA. It will be on Saturday, November 23rd at Tarrant County College. Thanks so much for the time.